Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural edition of The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, and I'm thrilled to be a part of this exciting new podcast where my friend, Yadasha Williams, who is also a candidate for Nevada State Assembly District 29. She's going to share with you her ideas for the district and offer some advice on how to overcome adversity and hard times in general. Yadasha is the mother of four and a successful entrepreneur. She knows the ups and downs of running a small business while juggling a busy family. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the woman of the hour, Yadasha Williams. How you doing, Yadasha?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, bright day out today. I'm excited to test my day. How are you?
I'm doing really great. I'm so excited that we're doing this podcast. I tell you what, I feel like we just need to let the listeners know who you are and why you're running for District 29. So why don't you just go ahead and just give us a little background on yourself?
Sure. So I am a native of Las Vegas, Nevada, born and raised, and I currently live in Henderson, Nevada. I went to college at University of Phoenix, graduated with a degree in business management. I graduated at Mojave High School. Go Rattlers.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And, yeah, I have four children. Ages 13, 12, 11, and 7.
Wow.
They are the apple of my eye. They currently go to school at Somerset Stephanie, and I'm currently engaged to be married come July 11.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So that I also am a business owner. I run Justice Mobile Notary. A lot of people in the community has used me, from business owners to individual people. We also have a business called SHARE. It's the acronym, Strategic Hub for Achieving Results. We help people build their business with lead generation and just open the opportunity to start a business.
Oh, wow.
So that's a gist of what I do and who I am.
So basically, your goal in life is to not only help your own family, but help others with their needs. And what a perfect type of person to go into politics, because we need more selfless people in the world of politics. And let's just move into that right now. Tell me why you're running for District 29.
Well, the reason why I'm running for District 29 is because I go to a lot of homes as a mobile notary, and I meet a lot of people, and people just feel the urge to disclose their information to me and tell me what's truly on their heart and how they are unhappy.
Mm.
And it's very unfortunate. I've always been a helper by any means necessary, and I always try to find a way to help people.
Yeah.
That's essentially why I built my businesses, because it was just to help people.
Yeah.
It was to help my uncle. It was people that wasn't able to help him. So I felt that him being a veteran and him being a senior citizen, people like that need help.
From what I understand, it was your uncle and his situation when he needed notarizing and things done, and he was just in a position where he couldn't maybe afford things that maybe the rest of us take for granted, and you just decided you were tired of watching him be in such need that you went and got your own notary public certification. Is that how it went down?
That's absolutely how it went down. I just wanted to make sure that even though I couldn't help him, I could find the right people to help him, and I could help everyone else that I'm unrelated to. Because as a notary, we can't notarize for family, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure that people in his situation, because he was in a wheelchair at the time, that they need help. And
right.
Now these days, things are so overpriced, and it's just really hard for people to get things done. So when people call me and they say that they need a notary, they're not being haggled. They're not being pushed to the side. we're there to help, and we're going to be there when you need us.
And that's why you're a mobile notary, right? You actually
exactly.
Go, oh, I love it. I love it.
And just listening to people's stories as I go into these homes, yeah. It's just really heartbreaking and sad. And I just want to help make a difference and make a change by any means. I'm not a politician. And
right.
I am very big on my family, trying to make sure that we have the best of everything that we need.
So, well, let me also say too that there is a connection. You became a notary public because you saw a need and you really did want to help other people. And then in doing that, you realize there's even a greater need, and it's something that through politics you may be able to intervene on. Is that what you're saying? You're running for public office because just in being a notary, you saw the need.
Absolutely. It's just heartbreaking and scary that people's voices aren't heard.
Yeah.
And some people, they don't understand politics, and neither do I. And some people can't do politics for health reasons. And it's a lot of people in my neighborhood that just can't do it because it's an older community.
Tell me something. You know, you talk about the things that you see and witness when you're interacting with the public. And I understand you've even had some experience with the legal system that you actually can take your experience and help others because you know personally. What is that experience and how has that impacted your family before?
Yeah, so my encounters with the legal system I felt was unjust, stemming from misunderstandings and wrongful accusations.
Mm.
It's a similar ordeal that a lot of people go through on a day-to-day basis. Mm. I've had my children placed in child services due to neglect from a caregiver, and I'm their mother, so by default, I was the one arrested.
Mm.
And also, I had to deal with the legal system when caring for my uncle. He was robbed from his nurse.
Mm.
And that's when he asked me to become his power of attorney to make sure that doesn't happen again. And it was unfortunate because he has slight dementia,
mm.
so he didn't remember a lot. And it was very unjust what happened to him and what happened to me and my children, but we overcame it.
And how did you overcome that? I mean, obviously that must have been traumatic for the kids, but what support did you receive during that time?
Yeah, so the challenges of having my kids placed in child services shook our family to the core.
Mm.
But we mobilized and supported each other. I networked as much as I could and fought tirelessly to make sure that they were back home. Granted, they were only gone for 2 days, but
yeah.
it was very traumatic.
Sure.
So just a stark reminder of importance of vigilance,
right.
and safeguarding the loved ones around you.
Right.
Like having that strong foundation, whether it's community or family, was the utmost important for me at that time.
And you also are a very dedicated member of your church. And I know that your whole family is very devout. Does being a part of a church environment and just having that spiritual element, does that bring some stability as well?
Absolutely. I've always been someone that consistently go to church. I wanted my children to grow up in the church realm and make sure that they understood and knew God and Jesus comes first before all.
Right.
So we have been in church. They love going to church. And at times we have gone to two churches every Sunday because they love the community that much. They beg to go to church in the morning and in the afternoon.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you know, I will tell you, you know, being a Christian and being a very busy mother of four and so much. I mean, politics isn't easy, and it's certainly dirty, and it's ugly at times. And I guess I need to ask about the fact that you're going to be coming up against a lot of negativity, a lot of people who want to hurt you, bring you down, not allow you to move forward in your political aspirations. How will you cope with this type of maybe criticism, negativity, especially when it's directed toward these personal experiences we've already touched on?
Yeah, well, I know negative things are soon to come. I would see it as pure pettiness because it's not about me. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for my children. I'm doing this for the community. Mm-hmm. I have a plan and I'm going to execute it by any means necessary. I just need the right people to back me on it. And that's why I chose to do this position so we can get this plan in the right hands.
And
negative comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. So negative comments about my past can be challenging, especially when they stem from misinformation and prejudice. Mm. However, I refuse to let that unjust criticism define who I am.
Good.
And what I am and what I represent.
That's awesome. And, you know, there are people, especially with social media, there are people that are, you know, just full of venom. They just there's so much hate,
yes,
online hate, you know. What advice? I mean, you've certainly had to deal with your battles in this regard. So what advice or words of encouragement do you have for others who face similar adversity, whether it's with the legal system or child services or grief or even the social media backlash? What advice do you have?
I would say to people to keep pushing forward. As you go on in life, there will always be some type of negative outcome in every aspect. That's just the devil trying
That's
to win
right.
over and just pushing you down. But
right.
you have to be resilient and push forward and put God first.
Oh,
always
yes.
put God first. I don't care how much information people put out there about me or word of mouth. You're not me and you don't know my community. And I want my community and my family
right.
to know that we're not stopping.
That's right. And also, you are a really forgiving person. And I know that you know, as much as others have forgiven you, you have forgiven them. And, you know, talk about the importance of that, you know, having that type of compassion and forgiveness.
Well, self-compassion and forgiveness are essential of healing and growth, especially in the face of adversity. By extending kindness and understanding to ourselves and to others, we release the burden of resentment and just inner peace.
Right.
So my thing is, if everyone could just embrace forgiveness as a path towards healing, we can all be in a better place.
That's right. And I will say this, speaking of being in a better place, you have a plan. You actually developed a very exciting plan for basically just lifting people out of economic, you know, troubles and especially with small businesses. And it's called the LEAP Plan, in case anyone has not heard of it. Just give us a little overview on what your LEAP Plan, what does that mean, LEAP?
Well, LEAP means Leadership Empowering Advancement Plan. That plan I built last year. This plan has to deal with infrastructure, building businesses, and getting the community engaged in their surroundings, in addition to education. I want to help the community be a better place, and it starts at home. So we have to make sure that everyone in the valley, everyone in the community is fully engaged and know what's going on in their community. So in that LEAP plan, we talk about how we're going to get a magazine in everyone's hands to make sure they know what's going on in their community, good, bad, or ugly. We want to make sure you know about it.
Wow.
And we want to make sure that your kids are protected, your kids are safe, and you know what's going on in your kids' school. So I want to make sure that everyone has the proper funding, and by doing so, I want to split the one district into four different districts. I know that a lot of people talk about it, but we're going to be about it and we're going to proceed further. And a lot of people are against it because they're like, it's not going to be beneficial to the poor neighborhoods, or it's going to increase taxes. Well, I figured out a way to where it's not going to increase taxes and everybody wins.
Wow.
No child left behind.
I love it. I love it, Yadasha. And I'll tell you this too, folks. This is going to be a weekly podcast, and we are going to go in depth every week, not only about what Yadasha's plan is for the District of 29, but also the entire Nevada Valley. But we're going to answer your questions. And so when we come back next week, hopefully we will have received some questions from our listeners, and we will definitely address those questions. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Yadasha, before we close out this first inaugural wonderful podcast?
Well, I just want to say I thank everybody for listening. I hope everyone reach out, and I definitely want to get to know every single one of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Yadasha. And by the way, Yadasha, for those who are listening and can't see the spelling of her name, I'm going to give you that website one more time, spelling it out. It's Yadusha, for the number 4, NV.com. Go to our website, check out more about Yadasha, submit your questions, and hey, we wouldn't mind if you hit that donate button and sent over a few dollars, because it takes money to run a campaign, and so we would appreciate any help you could offer. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Yadasha, and we will see you next week. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.